WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, some Jersey residents are wondering why former Secretary of State Colin Powell died from complications of COVID, even though he was fully vaccinated. Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the State Health Department points out the vaccines do boost antibody production, but General Powell was 84 years old and had a weakened immune system from blood cancer.
In general, the older you are, the more pre-existing conditions you are, the more likely you're going to have a bad outcome should you get a breakthrough case.
He adds the vaccines are highly effective, and everyone who is vaccinated should get a booster shot as soon as possible. A 19-year-old drunk driver has been seriously hurt in a head-on crash Monday night in Cape May County. NJ.com reporting Mark Hoffman was driving on Route 47 in Dennis Township when he crossed lanes and slammed into another vehicle, according to state police. Hoffman was flown to a hospital for treatment. He's charged with assault by auto, driving while intoxicated, and other offenses. Passing a knowledge test is one of several required steps in the state's graduated driver's license program, but appointments have been scarce. In an effort to open up more appointments, the MVC offered a session at Passaic County Community College last September. Despite the pent-up demand, MVC spokesman William Connolly says of the 150 people who got an appointment,
that unfortunately we had about 44 no-shows, and only about half of the people that signed up for a knowledge test passed that day.
The MVC is going to try it again with a session Saturday at Rowan College in Burlington County in Mount Laurel. And it used to be you would have to wait for your monthly statement, but those days could be well behind us soon. Governor Murphy signing a new law that will allow those who download the EZPass mobile app to get push notifications whenever they're charged a toll. Netflix hit show Squid Game is reportedly worth almost $900 million in impact value. This comes after the show became the company's biggest series launch ever, generating over 111 million viewers since its release in September. Impact value is an internal metric used by Netflix to show of show's value based on different benchmarks. Will Wednesday see another warm-up? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Trusted, reliable, honest. Depend on New Jersey 101.5.
Time 7:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
Some heavy volume as you travel south on Route 1 out of Edison into New Brunswick. Right by Route 18, there's an accident being cleared. 18 southbound, that's slow from 27 right on down towards Route 1. And more delays as you go south at a turnpike heading down towards Old Bridge Turnpike. On the turnpike main line up and down the line, the car and truck lane's not bad. Southbound Western Spur, that's still slow from 16W to 15W. Far better on the southbound Eastern Spur. On the parkway traveling southbound in the express lanes in Monmouth County, right by exit 116, a broken down car takes out the right lane of travel. The local lane's a little better through the area. Northbound parkway still slow approaching exit 145. 22, very heavy both ways in Boundbrook, eastbound and westbound at Vossler Avenue. The left lane is blocked each way. That's because of an accident. And Vossler Avenue is closed both ways right at the intersection of Route 22. That is until further notice. And in Cherry Hill, 38 eastbound, right near Mall Boulevard, the left two lanes are blocked. That's a down traffic signal. Traffic every 15 minutes. Your next report at 7:18. I'm Mike Barker on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Drug and alcohol addiction can cause excruciating pain. Recovery Centers of America has two locations in Middlesex County and Mays Landing, so you can get treatment close to home. RCA answers the phone and accepts patients 24/7. Call 1-888-RECOVERY-NOW. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:05.
Jersey Radio.
Outstanding job at getting people to think and act every day.
New Jersey 101.5.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. After the cool down of the past few days, temperatures will again jump above normal for the next couple of days. It'll be turning very nice. A mostly clear, moonlit sky tonight and not as chilly. as recent nights. Lows generally in the lower 50s, some remote outlying areas in the upper 40s, mid-50s at the shore. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, turning noticeably warmer, high in the mid and upper 70s tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny on Thursday, continued warm for late October, with a high in the middle 70s. Friday cooler, intervals of clouds and sun, somewhat breezy, and a high in the middle and upper 60s. Cooler Saturday, mostly cloudy. Could be a shower too, breezy on Saturday with a high in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson.
Delran 63, Bridgewater 61, Hasbrook Heights 63. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.